Hello, everybody. Hoping I'm going to be able to persuade you to sign up to my new petition that's protesting the domestic violence campaign, which has just been launched by one of our big charity organisations, Mission Australia. They've launched a new homeless appeal, which features this terrified mother and her child escaping from a violent father. That's a really tragic situation, and no one could deny the importance of providing shelter for women and children who are being terrorised by violent men. But that's only part of the story. The reality is that children in violent families are just as likely to be cowering from their mothers as from their fathers. Children are more likely to actually be killed by their mothers. In Australia, women account for 52% of child homicides. In our community, there are many people who grew up afraid of their mothers. A major study here found that 23% of young people were aware of domestic violence against their mothers or stepmothers, but almost as many, 22%, witnessed violence against their fathers or stepfathers by their mothers or stepmothers. There's actually been over 40 years of international research which shows that most domestic violence is actually two-way, involving violent women as well as men. That's one of the conclusions from the famous PASC project, which involved 42 scholars from 20 universities, summarising 1,700 peer-reviewed studies. Only by stopping all family violence will we break the cycle of violence that teaches children to repeat these destructive patterns. So we have to challenge the lies pretending domestic violence is simply about dangerous men controlling their families. That's less than 1% of all family violence, according to one of our key Australian researchers, Kim Halford, who is a professor of clinical psychology at the University of Queensland, and he's done a lot of research in this area. Mission Australia's campaign is cynically exploiting our natural sympathy for women and children when they're well aware that men and children are also victims of women's violence. Look at this. This is a Mission Australia website, and where they actually acknowledge that women and children are victims of female violence in the home. But when it comes to running a big appeal, they sell out the truth to fill their coffers. I'm sure you all know about the famous campaigner Erin Pizzey, who started the first refuge in Britain back in the 1970s. And she was subjected to death threats when she first started to speak out against women's violence. Erin talks about how the feminists chose to use domestic violence as their showcase issue because women's natural sympathy for women and children could provide the women's movement with the big cash cow they were looking for. They've been milking it ever since. Last week, Ross Cameron, who's one of the popular hosts of Sky News' The Outsiders program, suggested that Mission Australia campaign is motivated a desire to benefit from the tsunami of cash heading their way from the Commonwealth government. That's actually the money, of course, being paid out to organisers choosing to virtue signalling by conforming to the feminist script, pretending that that only males perpetrate domestic violence. Cameron described our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull as determined to present himself as one of the world's most compassionate anti-bullying, anti-domestic violence advocates. Turnbull regularly boasts of spending hundreds of millions of dollars on his Respect for Women domestic violence campaign. As Ross Cameron pointed out, there's no evidence that any of this money actually reduces domestic violence. What Ross Cameron said was, "My hunch is if you get a couple of 100,000 males, fathers, on their way to work, labouring like Atlas under the weight of regulations, fines, tolls and charges to feed their families, and you greet them first thing in the morning with images of themselves as violent wife beaters, well, I'm convinced that doesn't actually reduce the amount of domestic violence taking place." And Ross Cameron concluded, "So I say, if you've got a spare $10 in your pockets, don't waste it on Mission Australia. Hear, hear." Isn't it nice to see this brave man telling it as he sees it? Ross Cameron's a former MP, a popular, influential man, and he's one of the few willing to be honest on this issue. I always think back to how we look back in shame at our past failure to protect children from sexual abuse by failing to acknowledge what was happening to them. Help me call out Mission Australia for selling out children by denying the real risks they're experiencing in violent homes. Recently, Australia spoke out against another big organisation, Lifeline, which had decided to include the viciously anti-male feminist crusader Clementine Ford in a domestic violence forum. Here's a woman who regularly tweets comments like, "Kill all men," or "All men are scum." Nearly 15,000 people signed a protest petition and the event was cancelled. Now, of course, with that, you know, that was just the coward's way out. They should have just cancelled Clementine. What was Lifeline thinking when they decided to have her on the panel? This is a major government-funded organisation which is supposed to be providing support for both men and women. We have to convince these organisations that they're doing themselves no favours by kowtowing to the feminists and alienating the rest of us, because we're the ones who have the numbers. It's a great sign that our community finally spoke out and tackled Lifeline, and we can do it again, but this time with Mission Australia. So please join my petition to stand up against all family violence. We ask Mission Australia to cancel their offensive anti-male campaign and tell the truth about this important social issue. Please sign the petition. Details are in the low bar below the video, and help me promote this video and recruit people to make sure Mission Australia gets the message.